News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the number of students during the pandemic unemployment payment has doubled to 47,000 since last August. The figures were revealed as a result of a dull question by independent TD Dennis Nocton. We're joined by Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Adrian, is there a problem getting people to work in restaurants at the moment, or will there be when they reopen, I should say?
Good morning, Shane. There will be a problem to try and get people back to work when we are allowed to reopen hospitality in full during the summertime. Obviously, our industry is a people industry, and we want to bring people back to work. And students are part of that, but also we have people that are been with our businesses for many, many years, and they are on PUP. And by, I want to be very, very clear here. As an association, we're not looking for the PUP to be reduced or got rid of. The government needs to figure out a system to try and incentivize employers to take back on their staff or staff to go back to work when we start to reopen, because there will be sectors, Shane.
Adrian, I have to interrupt you there. Why are we all so terrified of calling it out? I'm saying, why are we all so terrified of saying students who are living at home who've been getting the PUP for the last year shouldn't get the PUP once college ends? And pure and simple, many of them have thousands of euros in the bank. Why should we, the taxpayer, be subsidising that when there's much more needy people and when we're running up a massive debt as a result of this? Like, what's the problem actually calling that out?
Well, that is a matter for the government, how they structure the PUP payment.
But you've got a view on it.
You know, it's not as simple to say that all students that are on the PUP, that PUP should be taken away the minute the college is over.
Well, have an appeal mechanism. I mean, I don't want to be having a go at you, but your solution is for the government to spend even more money by giving money to the restaurants as well as the students who are at home with their parents. That, to me, I'm sorry, there isn't this big money tree that we can keep digging up to get more cash from.
I'm not saying that we are saying that the taxpayer should continuously keep funding the PUP payment. There is people out there, Shane, and they need the PUP. That's a simple matter in fact.
Absolutely.
They cannot survive.
But there's loads of people who don't. There's loads of people who don't.
And obviously the Department of Social Welfare have to make sure that whatever money is going to individuals, it is going in a correct and right manner and fashion. And that's up
Adrian,
to the Department of Social Welfare.
That's for the birds. Adrian, sorry, that's for the birds. That's not happening. Everybody who applies for, everyone who had a job, regardless of what they were paid, is getting it at the moment. And a lot of them are living at home and don't need the money.
Well, it's not for me to turn off the tap for people that need that PUP payment. I can't. That's not my decision. That's a matter for the Minister for Social Protection and the government, how they structure that.
So what do you want to happen then?
Well, obviously, as I said very clearly from the very beginning, Shane, the government have to come up with a structure how they get people back to work and incentivize people back to work or disincentivize people to be on PUP that shouldn't be on PUP. That's a matter for the government. I'm not in the government. What I want to do is try and get all hospitality businesses open this summer, right across the board, pubs, restaurants, hotels, equally, so we can get the 180,000 people back to work that we need this summer to make it a viable summer for our industry. That's what I want to do.
Okay, Adrian Cummins, CEO of the Restaurants Association of Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think, 53106. Kira, we live in a bonkers country. This wouldn't be happening anywhere else in the world. I keep making the point, politicians, even vested interests, are terrified of saying anything or doing anything that will involve inconveniencing even one person. That has to change.
It's not even about inconvenience, it's about doing anything that's unpopular, and that's what it's boiling down to,
yeah.
I think, at the moment.